So we have a VAT case, which we want to finish with. That's the demand tonight. So let's see if we can. So let's remind everyone, Reuven Shimon have a great friend called Levi. They bought a wonderful present, silver menorah, cost $2,000. And they gave the present over it. Reuven has a foreign passport, which Shimon doesn't have. And Reuven decides he's going out to the country, he might as well get the tax back. So he gets an empty box from the original shop with this receipt. He approaches the tax people in the airport and he manages to get back his VAT. Shimon says, share it with me. We're partners. I paid. We paid together. Share it. So at first we decided where we were holding. It's a machlokas we've shown him. Wherever you have to share the dispensation from the tax authorities, you have to share it with your partner if they give it specifically to you and not to your partner. And this is, they gave it specifically to Reuven, not Shimon, because they can't give it to Shimon. Reuven's the only one that can do it. We said it's totally on Machlokes and Shonim. But then we concluded last week from a Loshon of Shita Megresses that, of course, when you get a dispensation on the tax, you can take the whole dispensation according to that Shita. You can take the whole dispensation for yourself. Right. Up to your chelik. But to get the chelik of dispensation, let's say you paid 50% of the tax, and he pays 50% tax, and they give you 6% off the tax. Of course, you can take the whole 50 for yourself. But that 10, which is over and above you, avada, that's not been due to you, that goes to your shutuf. So therefore, coming back to our case, the VAT is, we're 50% owners on this item, this silver menorah. I paid 17% on my 50% ownership. You paid 70% on your 50% ownership. And I went to the taxes and they gave me not just 17% on my 50%. They gave me the whole lot, the whole tax. 70% on the whole 100%. So I can't keep. Even if it's correct, I can't keep the whole tax myself. I've got more of my share, I have to share it. So we concluded, the Chora, that you would still need to share. Even if it's specific to you, and even if they said it's specific to you, and you're no longer a partner, and therefore you're entitled to keep it, only up to your chelik, not only your chelik. Now, what's the taina now? So Reuven says back to Shimon, not so poshut. Why? Let me bring you a shulchan aruch. That's my welcome. Sholech shlucha, somebody sends a shliach. The gabu mas menovakovim. His job was, got a debt by a goy, the goy needs to pay up. I want you to pick up the money from the goy. Vataha over kachovim, the goy made a big mistake. No son of Yosef, actually gave more money than he's mukhoyev. Hakol the shliach. The shliach can keep that whole mistake, the shliach can keep. He doesn't need to share it with the Mishnah, he doesn't need to share it. Okay. So that seems to be a nice halacha. He sends an agent to do a job, and he gets the money from the goy. The goy made a mistake and gave extra money. That extra money is given, which is a mistake of the goy. You can keep it, you don't need to share it with your Mishnah. What's it got to do with us? So the Beis Yosef, in explaining this halacha, seems to make a connection that will help us out in our case. If you look at the Beis Yosef on Maramachanam 1, it says that. Hakol Lashiach. The Shia can keep the whole money which the goy made a mistake on. Paid more. Paid $150 instead of $100. He can keep the whole $50. Why? Shai im gone of a gozel, the hit is a goy. If you go and steal from a goy, you make the goy make a mistake and he caused him. Yeah. Matib shabalabais myself. What's got to do with the Mashalech, that money you stole? Okay, I was on a job for the Mishleach, but I happened to steal from the Goy at the same time. What's going to do with the Balabais? What's going to do with the Mishleach? I feel chokin lo shach lemei mahok. You can't say you split that extra $50. Shatas ba'amu. It's a mistake. Shah Goy owes a mistach shukhai. If the Goy really knows how much he owes, $100. But it's in Dome Bifyatsa. The extra $50, it's got nothing to do with $100, the extra $50. Who ki'ilu gone of lo, it's ki'ilu l'shliach, stole it from the Goy. He stole the $50 coin. If the sheikh steals something from the goy, just because he happens to be a shliach at the same time, does that mean the mshalech gets a chelik in it?
Nobody gets a chelik. He has to give it back to the goy.
He's gone off to the mishnah. You're not bowed over. Let the goy come.
That's the goy.
And who said
he doesn't get any of the money? Forget about half the money.
Firstly, there's halacha not so poshut that you have to be meshiv gazela to a goy. That's another one. Over Issa, Nesiva says halachically, even though you're Issa, but you don't need to necessarily now meshiv the gazela to the goy. Nesiva's understanding the Shulchan Aruch over there. So he says, okay. The Mashiach wants a chelik in the guest. What's it going to do with it? He happens to be on the job for me at the same time. Doesn't mean I have to give it to you because I happen to steal at the same time. Now, what's that got to do with us? What's the connection with our case to this halacha? Oh? So Shmuel says, you know, if I was making a deal, fine. Something to do with the partnership, and there's a shayla here that I made a deal to do with the partnership, then okay, we'll have a shayla. Do I have to share it or not share it? Yeah, and I take more than my chelik. Of course I have to share it, okay. But that's not what I'm doing when I go to the tax authorities and the airports. It's very simple. What I'm doing to the tax authorities and the airports, then I'm stealing from them. So therefore, okay, we were partners in the silver menorah together. And in the silver menorah, fine, we had to pay tax. So now, what did I do afterwards? I went and stole from the tax authorities. What's it got to do with you? And therefore, says the Mishpatei Yaakov, in the name of the Mashach, he says the following things. Menei Yalef, from this base Yosef we learn, says the Mashach, the Gamba Havrochas HaMechas, somebody who manages to avoid paying taxes, Havik a Ganav, he's a Ganav, yeah. But he doesn't need to share it with his partner. Havik up to Hossam, B'shliach Mishtoi. Ah, you're going to tie them. It may be different because they're talking about a Shliach, and a Shliach, and on his job he happens to steal, so then he doesn't share with Mishtoi. And here I'm talking about two partners where one partner happens to steal the tax from the government. Maybe a Shliach is different from partnership. No. Hocha Shutavei Lachalibay, there's no difference. Doesn't matter, even as a shutav happens to steal, why should he share it with his shutav? Just as a shliach doesn't need to share with the mashalech when he steals, so a shutav doesn't need to share with his shutav when he steals. So therefore, if he's stealing from the government, why does he have to share that benefit which he gained from stealing with the shutav? So that's what Reuven turns out to Shimon. He said, yes, I stole from the government the VAT. Very good. You say. So what? Why should I share it with you?
That's not really good.
What should I share it with you? I stole from the government. I stole. We happen to be partners. We're no longer partners. And I stole from the government. Why should I share it with you? What was that meant to me?
It's not a good comparison, but if I'm a shaliach, I'm not a shutav, and I'm going on business for my company, and if I decide to do business for myself on the side, it's mine. But if I'm a shutav, and I go on a business trip for the company, everything I do business, I'm required to share with the company.
Maybe that's why the Mashach wanted to speak in space out and don't say there's a difference between Shliach and Shutav.
Why?
Don't say that. And just as we see by Shliach can keep it for himself, the Shutav can keep it for himself. Because when he's stealing, it's got nothing to do with the punch.
But the problem here is that you're not stealing from the guy, you're stealing from the Jew. The Israelis.
Yes.
So we only see this by a guy, it says. By a Jew, you do have a chiva yishev.
The reason why we don't assume he's working for the partnership doesn't want to participate in gneid. We take it as an anan sadi, a partnership would not be interested, and therefore you're acting in your own militia. Masha Enkein, tricking the government. Maybe we can't make that assumption. Maybe you say, no, they're...
But he says, Mashach says, and who did when you have rochas hamechas, when one of the shutvets managed to avoid taxes, he's like a gunner, and he doesn't need to share that.
Use that example.
Yeah, that's the example he gives. So therefore, halacha should be, finished, finito, end of the case. We're not talking about partnership gain through reductions. We're talking about partnership, a partner stealing at the same time he's in the partnership, he's stealing. And therefore, what's got to do with the other partner? Stealing has got nothing to do with the other partner.
No, but the stealing here is based on the item that they were sort of...
Fine.
That's different. The shaliach isn't getting anything.
I don't know.
That's item.
That you get, you try to say there's difference.
There is a difference.
Masha says no difference. Okay, let's see if we can.
There's a difference between getting out of paying and taking money back. Meaning, in his case, he's getting out of avoiding a tax. But in our case, Reuven is proactively taking money.
And therefore, it's kosher. Kol
Shekin.
It's not the same. Great, you're saying very good. Enforcing my point. Mashach is one of the early achrons. Now, I have a problem. What's my problem? If you look at the number of Moro Mokul number 3, there is a Shami. And the way this Shami reads, I've got a problem with this conclusion. Let's read the Shami. Chad Badnash. Okay, I missed out a few words. There's a partnership. And one of the partners, not part the Shlichus, he was going on his job for the partnership. And he happened to get a good mitzia. He found a mitzia. Bo achi miflegime. So the other brothers, the partnership is brothers. They said, okay, you found a mitzia on the job. Split with us. So also up to Kame Rab Ami. So they came to ask the Shari Rab, do you have to split it with them? Do not have to split with them. We're partners. On their hands, it's a Mitzir. So Rav Ami said, we say, Odom Shiyotze Lelisti Achiv Chokim Imo. A person who goes out to be a ganav, his brothers do get the chelik of the ganavers that he managed to be successful in. So the Shabmi, on his Peshitta words to say, is they came to Dittur, and they said, well, I was a shutter, but I not really do shutters, I just found a bit seared, I have to spit it. They came to Rav Ami, I just said, well, I'll tell you what we say. We say, if you're a partnership with brothers, and one of the brothers decides he's going to be a gunner, and he steals, he has to share it. So if you have to share it, you have to share the mitzvah as well. If it's a share of neighbors, you have to share mitzvahs. So what's this Yishabi saying? That if you're in partnership together, any of the neighbors that you decide to do, you also have to share. And the mitzvahs that you do, also you have to share. Your partners.
What is happening about Shabbat mitzvah? Well,
that's what the case is talking about. Achim
Shukim. Where does the Kachanu Omrim say anything?
What?
Where does the Kachanu Omrim say anything about Shukim?
Achim Chokim.
Brothers are not partners.
Brothers are partners in Tefisus, Abbas. Those days, all they did the family business is called. Everyone had family business. That's still a prevalence very much in Moroccan society. Moroccans are partners in the family.
I think it's the neighbor and the
Tzir was
heard of the mighty
Shukr. I didn't send you out.
I think that the
that was my job. As part of the Shukr is we go out to find the Tzir. That was the job. Maybe you're trying to say it's not so clear. Okay, let's see what Hagas Maimons does speak out clearly. In the same Malkum number 3. Shnei Bnei Adam Shai Shukfim. Two people are partners. Biyotze Be'ir. And they're going in the city. For Echa Mehen Aniki Be'Beis Hakim. And one of the partners happens to see a wallet in the house of a goy. For Holev Begonver. And he went and stole it. V'Omer Achaveh She'en Ochel Boki Liknov Lohoi Shukfim. And he says to his partner, you have no rights to a split because I was stealing, and stealing's got nothing to do with partnership. The females that came along, according to what we paskin in that Yishami, Achim Ashufim, that case of Yishami, that brothers Ashufim, near it's a chokin, you do have to share it. So if you had any slight doubts about the Shami, now God's one says clearly, from that case of the Shami, I learned a case where you have a real partnership, even not brothers, there's a partnership, going in the city, one partner says, hold on, I'll be back in 5 minutes. And he comes back with a wallet, he just sold from that boy's house. Says to God's one, you have to split it with your partner.
By the guarantee we said the partnership ended anyways. Didn't it? They gave the present and the partnership ended.
So now we have to analyze a bit. Now, before we go back and actually talk about our case. Now, okay, so we've got this Ishami, God's Avasmanis. Firstly, the God's Maimon says it clearly. According to the God's Maimon, how is he going to learn the case of Shliach? Is he also going to say by Shliach he also has to share it? Or he's going to agree Shliach is different from partnership. Is Shliach different from partnership? If it is different from partnership, please explain to me how Shliach is different from partnership. If you send on a mission as a Shliach and you steal, then you don't need to share it with your Mashaleach. But if you're a partner and you steal, then you do need to have to share it with your partner. What's the difference between Shliach and Shutuf? And that's, I would like to say that there is a difference, because the Mashach went out to say, don't say there's a difference, meaning there's a possibility of a difference, and therefore let's say there is a difference in order to say that that's how good the God's mind is learned. There is a difference. So what's the difference? Let us hear from Matzis. Matzis has already started speaking out at the time. What's the difference?
A couple of weeks ago, that the halacha is that when shutfen are acting on behalf of the business, they can't be pulling things off. Everything they do is dedicated to the shutfen.
Oh, very good. What was the whole logic we've been using the partnership after? We have a partnership agreement. And
you can't act on your own.
You can't act on your own. And even if you say you're acting on your own, it doesn't work. And even if you say, give it to me, it means give it to us. And even if the person says, I'm giving it to you, it means giving it to them. Because you are partners together. Whether you like it or not, you're partners together. Now, there's the simple thing. A shliach is sent on a mission. Can a shliach suddenly say, I'm not a shliach anymore?
Yeah.
Has a shliach I've got a right to say I'm no longer a shliach anymore?
He may have to pay damages, but he can pay a shliach.
Can he take away his position, his status? He said there's a shliach, he's got a partner, a shliach. Can he suddenly say, okay, it's beneficial for me now not to be a shliach, I'm working for myself? Can he do that to shliach? Can he mevatel his shlichus if he wants to? What is a shliach, yeah? He's a?
A
pole, a worker. Can a worker just back out at the middle of the day? Can he back out?
Yeah.
For all your knowledge from Master Aaron, can a worker back out?
Yeah.
Okay. So, he can. Yeah. Worker can back, as we learned. It's on the website. Okay. But, so worker can back. So that means a shir can back out. So shir can say, okay, I'm going to steal. And I'm not stealing as a yad richter, an extra extended hand of my boss who sent me. I'm going to work for myself now. And he can do that because he's a worker. Because now he's working for himself. He steals. Has the boss got anything to do with the Geneva now? Has working for himself? Do they? He's got any? No. Okay. Comes along and goes by Merce. If a partner is walking in the street and he said, I'm off for 5 minutes. He comes back and he stole a wallet from a goy. Says to the God, he has to share it with a partner. Why? Because you can't say that I'm working for myself. So even if you shout you're working for yourself, you're automatically working for the partnership. So therefore, you stole not for yourself, you stole for the partnership. So when he comes back, the partner can say, okay, oh, you got a nice wallet, split in the Gadefa. And therefore, the God's wise Taka learned some Yerushalmi. Now, if one of the partners steals, he has to share it with his other partner. So therefore, coming back to our case, we got now, a machlokus, does a partner, one of the partners steals, does he have to share it with his partner? We've got a machlokus. The God's mind says yes. And the mashach says no, he doesn't need to split. So comes back our case. Reuben goes to the tax authorities at the airport, gets back the tax from the silver menorah, which belonged to both of them. And he says, well, I don't need to share it. You know why? Because I'm not getting dispensation for the partnership. I'm stealing. I'm stealing from the government. I'm a gunner. And a partner who gunner Does he need to split? What's the answer? Does he need to split with his other partner? Does he need to split with his other partner? Our partner steals?
According to who?
What should you say? According to the opinion of the Mashach, do you need to split it?
No.
No, you don't need to split. That's my welcome number two on your page. You don't need to split. Mashach says, your God has got nothing to do with the partnership. You keep the whole thing to yourself. You can't force to share. But according to Agas Maimonides, what does he say? You have to split. Mark Locus. What did he do? What did he do from the government? Let's define what he did. What did he? Is he called a gunner from the government? The tax. He's called a gunner for
not.
He's a gunner. Is he entitled to VAT? Like, through what he was doing?
How did he steal?
He took an empty box to the airport with his passport and said, "Hey, I've got a receipt, empty box over here." He didn't say, "I've got an empty box. I've got receipts and the silver menorah inside this box, and therefore give me back." They gave the silver menorah to the president. What? They bought. You don't remember the case? Reuven Shimon bought in a shop in Eretz Yisrael a silver menorah. Yeah, they paid 70% tax. Yes. Then Reuven said, "I got a passport," and he went out after he gave it to the president. He went out with an empty box. And he went with the empty box with his receipts and got the tax authority. What's he done? He's done a miser of Geneva. And now Shimon says, split the Geneva with me. Machlokas. Does a partner need to split with the Geneva or not? Okay. So we're back to square one.
You don't find something strange about this?
I found everything strange about it. Something, everything. Okay. Now. One question we still need to analyze before we see halacha is how, therefore, okay, the Agos Maimonides got a Shami. The Shami says, one of the brothers goes out and steals, he has to share it with his other brothers because they're all partners together. So how does the Mashach, which learn that Shami? What way of learning that Shami can you say in order that there shouldn't be a Machlokas? There shouldn't be a cash on him. Is there? I don't see any bubbly in my page. No bubblies over here. I don't see any bubblies over here. If I be a bubbly, we say them. What way of reading the words of Yishami can you
say that is
not cash?
You all have to participate in paying back the gazelle, not keeping it.
Lechalik b'nehem. You have to mechalik.
The expense, not the income. That's the only, because listim is not just gazela, it's armed robbery.
Yes. Bandits. Yeah. Last time we had robbers stealing from the partnership. Here we're talking about where the robbers are themselves the partners.
The Yavin was being facetious and saying the whole question from the start to begin with.
Ah, okay. So let's see what the Pnei Moshe says. Pnei Moshe says, I read the Shami differently. very good. Says the Pnei Moshe. Schashish is serving calls much to call Kubitosavas, Hakol and Emsa. They think, you know, the brothers come with the Torah of Ami and they say, well, you share, you find the Metzia, you should share. Yeah, you should share because we're together in a partnership in the whole house. Everything goes to the middle. Hilchok Nami Oy, Mateme Ramez. Ramez answered back in a sarcastic manner. What you brothers are suggesting that if one of you brothers or partners will go out and steal, you would also share? Of course not. I'm even saying sarcastically, Rabbi Ami. He didn't mean that that's halacha. He was saying sarcastically, a gun, one of the partners is a gun. If you also share, that's also part of the partnership. Of course not. So of course you don't share with the a seer you find. So difference, Geneva and Metzia, it's got nothing to do with the partners. Oh, if you read like that, then forget. The Yerushalmi doesn't end up being a kasha on the mashach, ends up being a support for the mashach. That partners can only share in something to do with the business. Not when you steal, and one of the partners steals, and one of the partners finds a mishir. Of course not. So the Yerushalmi is no riot. There's two ways to read it. And therefore, since there's two ways to read it, there's a machlokas, and actually the halacha. Okay. So we need to clarify what the actual halacha is. It's a machlokas. Do partners have to share in the neighbors, which one of the partners does? So that you introduce to another case, Maisa Shoy, the case of Beis Din, before we analyze the case. We have a partnership in a pizza business and a catering business. Okay.
The same partnership?
Yeah, the partners together in pizza and catering. So, Reuven and Shimon are partners in the catering business. That's their main business. And they happen to be hired by Yeshiva to supply all the food for the Yeshiva boys and throughout the year. A big job. After 6 years working inside Yeshiva, they were thrown out by Yeshiva. What was the reason why they're thrown out? It was discovered that during those 5 years that they were working, that they were ordering all different goods for the yeshiva, all milk, cheese products, all from the makolet, all they were ordering them. And they looked at their records and they said, well, you ordered in 10 kilos of cheese. Hey, 10 kilos of cheese for 2 weeks. 2 weeks use in the yeshiva of yeshiva boys, which only 100 boys in the yeshiva, 150 boys in the yeshiva, doesn't add up. They don't eat that much cheese. They don't eat cheese at breakfast. Where do you get that? What do you do with the 10 kilos? So why, they did some investigation in yeshiva, and they found out that they were selling these cheese, which they were ordering on behalf of the yeshiva. They were taking 6 kilos out of that 10 kilos, which they were ordering, they were selling on to all different pizza places. In their other business, they have connection to all different pizza places. They were selling it to other pizza places. And they're making money on the site. So, okay, so what were those catering people are?
And the yeshiva was paying for all
yes.
10 kilos.
The heroes were paying for 10 kilos.
That's quite a markup.
And the catering were selling 600 kilos. Okay. And not just with cheese, with eggs, with plates, with every type of goods.
For 6 years.
For 6 years. That. So, they were taken to a din Torah. And that between yeshiva and the shutfin. Now the shutfin is Reuven and Shimon. They were taken to the partnership, and when Shimon heard the claim from the yeshiva, he looked over to his partner and says, "Were you doing this? I don't know anything about this. Lahadam, don't know anything about this." So Shimon, he says, shh. "Okay." They didn't have enough accurate proof in order to win the din Torah. The yeshiva didn't have enough accurate proof to win the din Torah in itself.
They should have hired somebody like me.
They should have hired somebody like you. They had lots of stuff. Special evidence they did have to pay because of shvuos and everything they had to pay. They had to give something. Yeah, there was certain payments, but not the maximum payments. Then there was another din Torah that took place in a different place. Then. Between Reuven and Shimon. What's the claim? What's the claim? Yes? Look. Hey, did you see this stuff we were accused of and all that? We had to pay him for the claim. According to the, what we paid, there was, at least this amount is he stole. Yeah? So you have to share.
Share
the stolen items.
But he had to give it
the
back.
The profit.
It's not profit, he gave it back.
Only a portion he gave back. The rest of it.
Oh, so we're talking about the rest?
Yes.
That didn't.
Yes.
So
yes.
Then he also has to give back.
So,
why do he have to give it back? His mom is Ragoni Managana.
So, basis. So, what do you say? So, look. There was certain, I can't remember exactly, it's a theoretical question between us, Reuven and Shimon. Do we need to, I need to share whatever I gained or not again? If there was any gain, I can't remember any. So you have to give it back. Do you have to share? You have to give it back. So do I have to share? So Basin refused to deal with it internally.
Surprisingly.
But now, we can deal with it internally. Okay? Okay? No, so it's true that Reuven was a gunner. Certain regline the dover that he was. Especially as they had certain witnesses from other pizza areas. Does Shimon have a right to the Geneva? So what do we have? Our case, Shutfim, where one of them stole. So it should be a Machlokas, yeah. So let's see, therefore, Halacha.
But all these things only start if you say they don't have to give it back.
They have to give it back.
What?
But they don't want to give it back.
They don't want it, doesn't make a difference. It's not
they own the item. They own the item. They own the item. They own the item. They sold it already. So the money is theirs. Yeah. They have a Chiyuv Hashava, that's a different thing. The money is. Yeah, they have to give it back. They have to give money back. Yeah. But the money is theirs. He wants to know, can I share the money? Maybe he has to give it back and I get the profits. I don't know. It's mine. At the moment, it's mine. Reuven owns, he's a gunner. Reuven's own item, which he's stolen, which is no longer in existence, so therefore he actually cornered the item. He just hived money. That's the situation. He owned the item because he changed it, he converted it into money, he owns the actual item. The money is his. He does have a chiyuv to pay for the gazela if he's a Jew, yid, the whole discussion, the Haitian gazela will not apply. Fine. But all this money which he gave is his. Fine. So now the other part of the saying is that, okay, let me share on that benefit. Maybe after we share, you still have to give back, and it's not my problem. But you've got a benefit. Let's see. So Shulchan Aruch says like this. Who do you pass the like? Mashach or the Hagos Mimus? So look at number 5. Echad Mashutfin o Amasik Sha'osa Skora Benevelis the Trefus Kyutzman. One of the partners did business and sold, made a business with the money, and what business did he bought and sold in the Venus and Trevis? Are you allowed to do that?
No.
No, it's Osterty. So he's done something Oster. Oh, is there not? It's Osterty. Hassar le Emsor, even though he did something Oster, without the consent of the other partner, and he made profits on that, yes, he did. He has to share the profits. Bim hisa his answer. If he made losses, then obviously he takes all the losses, so he didn't get my consent. Says the Ramah, V'chein im gonav v'gozav. And similarly says the Ramah, if one of the partners stole, Hashudav sorat ha'chalik v'chayah. That item he stole, and he has to share that benefit, whatever benefit is. If there's any benefit, because he may have to give it back and have no benefit, but if there's any halakhic benefit at the end of the day, he has to share with his partner. So who is the Ramah saying with Paskin like? The Mashach on the Gos Maimonides. Who's he Paskin like? He's saying, Gos Maimonides, our partner, who has one of them as a gunner, and he makes, without the consent of a Geneva, and he gets benefits in such a way he has no chiyuv to return it, or there's extra that he doesn't have to return, then everything he has beneficial over and above what he's done, he has to share. Okay? Not sure if it makes him a gun. He didn't do the Maaseh B'Nefesh. And there's no Chiyuv HaShova. If there's a Geneva which has no Chiyuv HaShova on the item which you're sharing with, so I didn't do anything wrong. You just got benefits. You got it illegally, like you got illegally, halakhically, by selling Schorah, which is awesome to sell. But the money itself is not awesome. Now you've made profits, so share it with me. The body itself is awesome. Okay, so that's clearly like Gos Maimonides. But here's the question. Simon Samuel Grace, tell me what the question is from me reading this. You have to guess the question. One of the brothers, who are also partnerships, all brothers together. Shadosh and Zofarayas, and he's in charge of the whole group. He's the main guy, he's the lead brother, the Bachor. He's doing all the business. Shasa Ashima, and there's documents in his name. The Omer Shalihim, he says, well, these documents, which are in my main, on certain rights, They're nothing to do with the partnership, they're only mine. So not for the base anyway. Where'd you get the money from? How do you manage to get such property in your name if it's not from the partnership? Well, you know, I got money from the house of my mother, my grandfather, my mother's side. We haven't got the same mother, we've got the same father, so therefore it's solely mine. It's got nothing to do with you, the rest of the brothers. It's my money, my property. Where do you get it from? My grandfather or my mother's side, which is not your mother. Or he says, where did I get the money from? Messiah's Matassi. I found Messiah in the street. I lost sight of the street. That's where I got the money from. Nothing to do with you. Matassi or something gave me a present. A love, the heavy I ever ate him. He has to bring on proof that that's true. And once he does, then he can actually keep the properties in the name because we start to say, okay, must have come from that. We can't prove otherwise. So this, I'm saying, is a kasha on what we just said. How's that kasha on what we just said? What's the kasha from this to our case of the God's Bibles? How's this a kasha on our God's Bibles? Oh, yes. So what? What? Why? How do you know? What's Hagas Maimon is talking about? He's talking about Mitzia or Geneva. What's Hagas Maimon is talking about? It's Geneva. So we know he says one of the partners feels you have to check. So what's this Akash on him? What's this talking about? Mitzias. And it's saying if he found a Mitzia one of the partners, he doesn't have to keep this. Okay. So that's Mitzias, that's Geneva. What's the Akash?
Equates
very good. Matisis. Where's the whole source of the Agos Maimon's halacha from? Where did the Agos Maimon get the halacha from that a gunner who's a partner has to share it with his other partners? Where did he get it from? And what did the Shami say? What was the question in front of her of Ami? You got a lot of brothers or partners coming and they're saying, well, we don't know whether we have to share it or not. And he says, well, a gun if you have to share. The way the God's wife is, a gun if one of the partners is a gun if you do have to share. So this also have to share. What was this also, which was their case? What was the case they were asking Rav Ami? They asked him to see it. And what's Rav Ami's answering? Just like a neighbor, when one of the partners is a gun if he has to share it with his other partners. So who are din with one of the partners finds a messiah, he has also shared. So he equates the two. You can't separate the two. That's the Yishami puts them together. So if the God's mind is getting it from Yishami, he also has to agree with that equation. He has to agree, Geneva, you share with your other partner, so also messiah share with your partner. So therefore, how can you say the Shulchan Aruch Paskin like the God's mind is that you don't need to, that you do need to share a Geneva when he says clearly by messiah you don't need to share. You can't separate the two. And if you look at number 7, that's what the Shach asked. Didn't Aid Nirve night? I don't understand this halach of sharing Geneva. Kashali Arav. Tabishami Midami Lahadoti. Dushami says they're absolutely the same. Mitzia and Geneva. Mitzia and Geneva, they have the same halacha. He goes to Lahadoti. If you have to share it, you have to share both of them. If you don't have to share it, you can keep it. Since we already passed it earlier. That's a mitzia, one of the partners finds. Who the atzo, he does not need to share. It came Hutin Hocha, so Hutin over here by Geneva, he doesn't share. How can the Ramah say, you need to share by Geneva? We already said mitzia, you don't. There's no difference between mitzia and Geneva. No? So we're out looking at the last Maramokim. How are we going to answer this theory in Shulchan Aruch? Does it bask like the God's wise lot? One place it bask like God's wise lot. The other place, he seems to bask like the Mashach. And the Ramah doesn't argue with the Machaber, that's all Shach. The first case, the Loshon Ramah, go back to Loshon Ramah because you weren't here. Loshon Ramah, in the first case of Agos, my miss was, and he stole. Everyone agrees, yeah, I stole. Yes, you stole. Fine. Everyone agrees, you stole. Fine. Do you need to share? Yeah, you need to share because you stole. Yeah. So second case. Yeah, I approve. I was a messiah. Do you need to share? No, you don't need to share. Well, the Shami says, the Kavitz Vada Geneva, Vada Messiah, they have the same halachas. And the Shulchan Aruch in both cases say different halachas. By Geneva says, we know it's a Vada Geneva. You have to share. Other case, Messiah. No, you don't need to share. Well, you can't consider the two. How can you split the two? How can you answer it?
Maybe go back to the other way of reading the Rishonim. It's a question and not a statement.
So then, how can Rama say that if a gun of steals, a shoot of steals, he has to share? That's all God's 5 minutes, which got it from that Rishonim, as not as a question.
Maybe he didn't get it from there.
He did get it from him. I didn't quote the whole God's oneness. We got it from the Shami. I think I even said from the Shami. Says, yeah, from the Shami.
Maybe he's timing these things happened before they started doing business together. And they were little kids.
Do you see that in the Lashon of the Ramah that he's talking about? The Geneva took place before there were partners.
Number six. The Metzia and the Matana happened before they did business together.
No, brothers are in perpetual partners together.
From the day they're born?
From the day they're born until they split up the assets of the estate. Correct. It's something to do. I'll give you a clue. Have you split up the estate or not?
What estate?
Your father's estate.
My father's alive.
Baruch Hashem. Your grandfather's estate.
Not my estate.
Yeah, no. So therefore, you're not partners in anything.
What do you mean?
Here we're talking about the case of the Shulchan Aruch. We're talking about father's niftah. All the assets are belong to all the brothers equally. One of the brothers is in control of running those assets, which belong to all of the brothers. And then suddenly we find some doctors who are only in his name and said nothing to do with the assets of the state. It's mine.
So maybe he's hiding and got his Mitzvah Mantana before the father was even if there.
No, he was working for the house as well. Before he was in charge of the house in his father's lifetime and in charge of the assets. He has never been working for himself. Working for yourself, that's a simple thing. I was working for myself. I've never been working for myself. A present for sure is not part of the shift. But here we're donning on not a present, we're talking about an action which he did in order to gain money, and he does he have to share it because he did an action, because he did an action as a partner, or not? That's the discussion. And we seem to have a machlokes and a stira in Shulchan Aruch. Very good. Develop that thought.
Well, that was the base of his point, that it's not connected to the business.
Yeah, but it is there a scenario, like Eric is saying, that even the God's Maimus will agree that there's a certain Geneva or Mitzia which you would not have to share?
From the business?
Nah. So sure you have to share. So up to now we're saying, well, we're partners, that means your hand is my hand. So,
if you're ending the partnership with that device, I didn't say you can't unilaterally end the partnership and continue the partnership. But if you unilaterally end the partnership and you end it the kind of lava, like brothers who are now going their separate ways, then maybe that would be a case where you don't have to share it.
Right, because then we're not partners anymore, that's for sure. Oh, what happens in partners? We're talking about with partners. The brothers are not unilaterally, in the case of the Shulchan Aruch, they're still together.
The Haggis Maimini goes out of his way to say that they're traveling together on Shutaf business.
Oh, okay. But that's words that supports Eric's theory, but let's develop Eric's theory. Okay, I think we said enough. Let us see Rav Akiva Eger. In coming to answer the Shach's question, Rav Akiva Eger says the following. Near Benai. I'm Shuvas Mashach. Shekosev, that writes, Davka She'ena Mas'asik Hashutzis. Davka Me'ena Me'asik Hashutzis. It's Davka when the Geneva is not part of the actual business. Avob Geneva Me'asik Me'asik Hashutzis, but if the Geneva is part and parcel of the running of the business, Kahach Davka, in that case, then you will be having to split So what the Rikki Vega is saying is that really we don't paskin like the Gos Maimonides. We paskin like the Masha. That they shook birds who happens to steal, just go, you know what, I'm popping out for 5 minutes, I'm going to someone's house, this, and he comes back and he stole from somebody's house, a goy's house, a wallet, but then we paskin like the Mashach in such a case. That's got nothing to do with the partnership. He was having a tea break at the time, it's got nothing to do with the partnership, he happened to steal at the same time, it's got nothing to do with the partnership. There, you for sure don't share. But if part and parcel of the running of the business was that you had to metapel with this issue involving tax, and involving the tax of the business, you happen to steal and save the business benefits, because you had to either steal or pay. You had to choose, and you decided to steal, then that, everyone will, even the mashach will be, you would have to share with your partner. So we've got now a cloud. If the Geneva is part and parcel of the running, that was necessary, the Geneva is part and parcel of the actual running of the business, you bumped into a situation where I have a choice of stealing or not, because I'm in the partnership, I had to make the decision of stealing or not at this stage, and you steal, because the partnership brought you to that position of making a hachlota to steal, then you have to share with the partnership. It's got nothing to do with the partnership. Of course, like Eric said, you don't share. So that level, with that cloud, let's analyze our cases and finalize them. Yeah, we don't have to go on with them next week. Okay, let's finalize it. Let's start with the case of the catering pizza, cheese on the sides business of stealing from. Okay, we don't basically don't get involved in that din Torah because you have to give it back. You're smabish a gazlan. Yeah, we can't force you because we haven't got enough proof. But if you know yourself, right? But the mice, they've gained because of lack of evidence. So the other partner says, yeah, you have to share the benefit from me. We're partners in crime. So are they partners in crime or not? Do they have a right to call that you have to share that benefit or not based on outcome? Did the running of the business which they're in make them come to a situation where you had to make a hachlota to steal or not to steal? Does the actual set up the business means, I'm now involved in an action which makes me now decide to steal and make money and be a gunner. Does it involve that? The business
they're in? It doesn't make them, it's an opportunity. It gave me an opportunity.
But is it essential in the business that such a position arises?
No, they could have been profitable without any skill.
Yeah, that actual, the setting up of a catering business for yeshiva doesn't mean automatically you're going to have the opportunity to make a decision. I have to make a decision either to pay or to steal. No such thing. You had to first use the name of the catering to get extra skhira, and then you have to decide to use that skhira not for the yeshiva, to actually, it's got nothing to do with the actual catering business. Catering business doesn't mean you have to get extra sale. Catering business doesn't mean you have to use extra sale for stealing. It's got nothing to do with the business. So therefore, under our cloud, halachically, does he need to have to share with his partner?
No.
Okay. True. But if he stole, he has to give it back. He's a Russian. Yeah. Now, case of the VAT. Reuven goes to the tax authority, 70% back on this empty box. Right? And has got the 70% of Shimon, so to speak, as well in his pockets. Because he got the whole item and he wants to keep it for himself. No, the answer is no, you have to share. Now, is that an event which involves that the business forces you to make a decision to steal or not?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes. They don't steal, they have to pay. You either have to pay or steal.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, I think everyone's right besides Tully. I don't know why, I just think everyone's right. The chutzpah is there, as everyone pointed out. We're no longer partners.
That's a separate story.
We're no longer partners. Not only no partners, not nothing to do with each other. Stop stealing. At the time when I'm no longer a partner. I'm just using something that... What partner? Using the name of the partners before in order to do it, but we're not partners anymore. So for sure we don't need to split. Even Sunni Zagreb is wrong. Even Zagreb. We're not partners. Okay, so therefore, also in that case, we don't need to split. So now...
Well, he is using a partnership asset to pull this off.
He's using a partnership asset to pull this off, correct?
So is the other guy. They're using a partnership
asset. No longer an asset. The receipt is an asset. It's actually a very valuable asset.
Assets of the partnership?
The
I don't know.
Not using assets.
Now the final case.
It didn't belong to the Shiftless.
Reuven and Shimon are partners in the property which is in the company under the name solely of Reuven, who took out her mortgage on that company, bank thinking only belongs to Reuven, but really it belongs to Shimon as well.
This is the case here, but...
Yes. And Shimon's a rich guy. And now we're in trouble with the markets and payments and everything, and the bank called them in. Not Shimon, of course, they don't know who he is. And said, Reuven, hey, well, you're paying your mortgage for the last 2 months, what's going on? So he said, well, difficult. Look at my financial position. So, oh, yeah, we don't want you to collapse. We'll give you thousands and thousands of hanochas to keep you alive. And Reuven then turned around to Shimon and said, hey, we made a great deal. So Shimon said, okay, you have to share the benefit. No, it's got nothing to do with me. You. They only gave the benefit to me because if they knew you were involved, you're a rich guy, they never would have given that hanocha. They only gave it because they thought the whole business belongs to me. And therefore, they gave it solely to me. The whole dispensation should go solely to me because I asked for me. They gave it solely to me. It's got nothing to do with you. We're still... So therefore, do I need to share or not need to share in such a case? So, oh, we're still partners. Of course you need to share. No. You know what I did? I did Geneva.
That was a Geneva.
Nah. Beside this, was it? We have a few questions over here.
Definitely
Geneva. Was it Geneva or not Geneva?
They would never have agreed if they would have known.
They would never have agreed if they knew who were the real owners of this property. So, the question is, is it partnership or Geneva? And even if it's Geneva, is it Geneva you split with your partner or is it Geneva you don't split with your partner? Let's go. Okay, we've got two questions. Is it partnership or is it Geneva? And even if it's Geneva, is it a Geneva you share or is it a Geneva you don't share? So let's go backwards before we go to the artist. Let's say it's Geneva. Okay. Is it a Geneva which you have to share with your partner or you don't have to share with your partner?
Well, it's a tale for a partnership, so you have to share with your partner.
Partnership is stuff that you're paying or stealing.
Is it Rakiva Eger's explanation that this is a Geneva? Everyone agrees you have to share, is it not? Is it part and parcel of the running of the shufis that you have to make this decision to either pay or not?
It's totally part of the partnership.
So therefore, for sure, it's a Geneva. Even if it's a Geneva, it's a Geneva which you will have to share according to everybody. Now. The shyder is...
For some strange reason why you don't have to be back, which I haven't.
Okay, that's it. Now, is it a Geneva? Let's say, even if you want to argue for some reason, it's a Geneva, you don't have to share. And you're like, we don't hold a Rakiva Eger for some reason. Okay, but we do. It's a Geneva, you have to share. Fine. But let's say you don't. Is it Geneva Bechlau? Well, he did.
Yes.
I don't see
it. Is it Geneva or not Geneva?
Geneva.
Is it Geneva's Norman or Geneva's not Norman?
The money is not Geneva.
Is it Geneva's Norman and not Geneva?
They never would have agreed if they knew the whole story.
That's not true, but even if that was true, I still don't see the Geneva.
You could just as well say... Well, if they'd known it was the other guy who was there, they would have given him better conditions.
That's true, too.
Because he was a rich man, they would have given him, let's say,
is it a Geneva or not? No.
Think
about it.
I don't see it as a Geneva.
Why is it that? Matt is going to explain why Bidziuk is not Geneva. He's correct. It's not a Geneva. Why is it not
because
a Geneva?
The bank is bound to only go after who they can legally go after. And legally, he's the only name on the property. He's the only name on the mortgage.
Who did they lend the money to?
They know Shimon is a shook. They can't go after him.
Who? Yeah, you have to say, who did they loan the money to?
Reuven,
the company of Reuven. So who did they loan? So only to Reuven, because he's the official guy. I can't. Let's say, Reuven happens to say, you know what, Shimon happens to have an interest, a partnership with him. So they're going to say, okay, we're going to go after Shimon. Can we go after Shimon?
They made no deal with
Shimon. Of course not. They can't go after Shimon. They've got nothing to do with Shimon. So therefore, just as they can't go after Shimon, and the only loan is to Reuven, so therefore they're saying, since we can't go after Shimon, so what if we happen to know he's a shutter? We can't. you still want to make a deal with Reuven, because Reuven's situation, he's in charge over here. And therefore, in this case, it's not a Geneva. Even if it would be a Geneva, it would be a Geneva which he would have to share. And therefore, in that case, he does have to share with the partner. And therefore, that was is the Pesach. In that case,
so the partner had to give him
he has to give the benefit of the mortgages has to be shared with between the two partnerships. But in the other two cases, they don't need to share, because in the first case, he's a Ganef. Mamash the Ganef got nothing to do with partnership and cheese. In the other case, they're not even partners. And it's not really... Claim that Gadeva has nothing to do with partnership either. Okay, have a very good Shabbos, and we'll carry on next week with new cases and new insights.